Hello guys, welcome back to my podcast. Today, we'll be reading chapter 3 through 5, of Mercy Watson to the Rescue. I hope you enjoy this podcast. Share it with your friends if you can. Thank you. Boom! A hole opened under the Watson's bed. Crack! The Watson's bed fell into the hole. Mr. Watson woke up. Mrs. Watson woke up. Mercy woke up too. What the? Said Mr. Watson. Oink! Said Mercy. It's an earthquake! Shouted Mrs. Watson. It's the end of the world! Nonsense, said Mr. Watson, but he did not sound very sure. He sounded frightened. Mercy, however, was not frightened. Mercy was hungry. Oink! Said Mercy again. She moved to the end of the bed. Boom! Crack! The bed fell a little further into the hole in the floor. Don't move, shouted Mr. Watson. Whatever you do, don't move. Mr. Watson and Mrs. Watson and Mercy held very still. Mrs. Watson started crying. I know exactly what we must do, said Mr. Watson. We must call the fire department. They will rescue us. But you said we should not move, said Mrs. Watson. How can we call the fire department if we cannot move? Mercy recalled her lovely toast-filled dream. She wondered if there was any toast in the kitchen. While Mr. Watson and Mrs. Watson were arguing, Mercy hopped off the bed. Boom! Crack! Look! Said Mrs. Watson. Mercy has escaped. She's going to find help, said Mr. Watson. She's going to alert the fire department. Mercy left the bedroom at a gallop. She was in a hurry. She was on her way to the kitchen. She was looking for some toast. Chapter 4. In the kitchen, Mercy sniffed the table. She sniffed the kitchen counters. She sniffed the floor. But there was no toast. There was not even a crumb of toast. Mercy's stomach growled in disappointment. Boom! Crack! Help us! Mrs. Watson called. Mercy thought very hard. Where could she get a snack? And then the answer came to her. Baby Lincoln always had sugar cookies. Baby Lincoln lived next door, and Baby Lincoln liked to share. Mercy took the kitchen doorknob in her mouth. She turned it. Help! Mrs. Watson called again. Sugar cookies, thought Mercy. She stepped outside. Chapter 5. The Lincoln sisters live next door to the Watsons. Eugenia Lincoln is the older sister. She has many opinions. One of Eugenia's opinions is that pigs should not live in houses. Eugenia often says, "Listen closely to me, baby. Pigs are farm animals. They belong on farms. They do not belong in houses." "Yes, sister," says Baby. Baby Lincoln is the youngest sister. She's the baby of the family. Baby agrees with everything Eugenia says. It is easier that way. But secretly, Baby has an opinion of her own. Baby's opinion is that Mercy is good company at the Lincoln sister's house. Mercy looked into Baby's window. She could see Baby sleeping. Mercy pressed her snout up against the window pane. Oink, said Mercy. But Baby did not hear her snuffle, said Mercy. But Baby did not wake up. Mercy tapped her hoof against the window. Baby sat up in bed. Who's there, she said. Baby saw Mercy's snout pressed up against the window. A monster, shouted Baby. A monster at my window. Mercy shook her head. Sister, shouted Baby. Help, help, a monster. Eugenia woke up. She did not put in her teeth. She did not put on her glasses. Eugenia went straight to the phone and called the fire department. There is a crisis of an uncertain nature at 52 Deckawool Drive, said Eugenia Lincoln. Come immediately. Then Eugenia put on her robe and rushed to Baby's room. In her own opinion, Eugenia Lincoln was very good in a crisis. Okay, thank you. We'll finish in chapter 6 through 8 next time. I hope you enjoyed my story time for today. Thank you. Bye.